Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Special weather statement. Good morning, 0900 hours. Rain, 34 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Rain, 35 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Rain, 36 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Rain, 37 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
KELOX monitor.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Rain, 37 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Rain, 36 degrees. Updated weather. Dense fog advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 36 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Dense fog advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Rain. 36 degrees. Dense fog advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Dense fog advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Dense fog advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Rain. 35 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. Rain. 35 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
WCBK, Miami.
NHYMU, good evening. This is NAWCV. Well, just to let you know, I called the county there, and they're sending up the fog trucks there. Anyway, how was work today?
work. It was a pain in the butt. It was busy, and nobody wanted to do anything, and so it just, you know, one of those days, but we managed to get through it, and we got a day off, and I'm going to enjoy it. How was your day?
I see. It's kind of the I don't want to pick up the phone syndrome is still going there. I'm sorry to hear about that. But at least, like I say, at least you got the day off and tomorrow, and you got one more to go for the long weekend. So something to look forward to. But we're doing pretty good here. Not a whole lot going on. I was looking over the material you sent me there earlier, and tried to make a couple of calls. No success today, but and we got some new towels as well, and so we kind of sorted through that little project, doing some cleanup today. So it's been a pretty good day.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Sounds like a good day. Always nice to have nice towels.
Yeah, we used one of the gift cards there that Melissa had given, so it's like, you know, it's been a while, and we decided we got some towels. It's just like, we need some, it's been a while, and so we're kind of gonna do some updating. I'm not sure to see how things how the year kind of plays out here.
Yeah, updated here and there, and you know, a little bit here and there goes a long way, and freshens it up a little bit. Just like I said, it's nice to have a little update like that, you know.
Yeah, that's for certain. You know, it's hard to believe it's going to be 18 years we've been in this house. And, you know, it's like it just seems like we did something, and you look back and it's like, oh, it's, you know, 10 years have flown by, or we've done this room you know, X amount of years ago. It seems like we did it, but it's time passes by, I guess. And, I guess we're going to do some updates, so, yeah, we'll see how it, like I say, see how the year plays out, but little by little, I guess.
Yeah, don't have to do everything all at once, you just kind of a little bit here and there, and even having new curtains make things different, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's just the little things that that help out, and you know, again, it kind of freshens up a room, whether it's you know, curtains, or it's furniture, or a coat of paint, or moving things around, or something like that. So, yeah, we're kind of eyeballing some things, seeing what we can do here. I don't know. We'll just, some are dreams, but some are things we can do. It'll be good. I think that will, like I say, makes the house fresh and gives it a different look, I suppose.
And for identification, KYD. Yeah, I appreciate Mom and Leo and update the house, you know, and growing up, you know, Mom would update the house or, you know, do stuff around the house, and then, you know, now Leo and, you know, doing stuff at our house, and it always makes the house nice, and it's like, you know, I tell Mike, I'm like, you know, you want to marry somebody that, you know, will do those little updates, and, you know, it's, you know, Dads are, you know, are essentially at home, and, you know, they get the work done at the house, but moms are the ones that make the house look like home, and You know, I told him, like, you know, me, I'm just content with, you know, pillow and, you know, a chair to sit in and, you know, the TV and, or, you know, have Leo and, you know, being married, it's like, you know, they make it feel like home, and that's what's pretty neat about being married.
Yeah, I'll second that. You know, I'm like you, you know, just give me a chair to sit down in and, you know, the TV, have some, you know, have a cup of coffee or have a snack or something and, you know, have the radio nearby or have the computer nearby and, you know, I place to lay down. I'm a happy camper. It's just, I don't have the vision, you know, to do it these colors or to do it in this way. It just somewhere gets lost in the shuffle. So I'm like I said, I'm glad for Mom and then those ideas. And you know, I know you appreciate Leo in that way as well. NAWC.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. My God. Leo's dad and I think he got me a $50 card for Christmas. And so I got a new shelf to go by my desk and organize things a little bit. We got the money he got us. We got a shelf for the living room, so it makes things all nice and homely, and yeah, it's pretty cool. I like being there. It's pretty cool.
Roger that, and agreeing on the marriage there. Yeah, you guys will be 50 years this year, and Mom and I are 41 years, a couple days after you there, but that's good. I'm glad that you were able to use that gift, just, for a family gift, and I know you were saying something about your desk area. You wanted some more shelving or some more space, I'm glad how that worked out. It sounds like you had a nice time with Leo's dad and Vicky and the rest of the family there on a Sunday. I know I think Leo had just mentioned that.
Yeah, we did. It was a lot of fun. It was good. It was good. Enjoyed the time with them. And, Christmas has been good this year. And like I said, it's been a little bit smaller. But you know, like I said, like I said before, you know, I think the smaller Christmases, you remember those the most, and you enjoy those the most. Is you remember the guests and the family and the time together and stuff, and that's what's important.
Roger that. Yes, I agree with you on that one. Yes, it was a nice Christmas, and still thinking about our time together, and it was a nice time, and. Been a good New Year's, and plug along into 2026, and looking ahead, you know, who knows what this year will bring, but step by step, I guess, we walk by faith and not by sight in life.
Yeah, for sure. Goes this year. You know, it's going to be a good year. We got a lot of plans. Had a good meeting last night and got a good discussion about some things. And, so I think it's going to be good.
Oh, I'm happy in that regard. I'm glad that the meeting went well. And, again, that guys can get together and communication and exchange of ideas and thoughts and kind of kicking things around and coming to a mutual conclusion on stuff. And I'm glad you guys are having these meetings and spending that time. And I think that's important. And again, it lays the foundation and will start the year well there for us.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. We talked about a lot of good things, good things coming up here. So the interest is good. You got to check out the material and read it over a little bit. You'll have to let me know.
Yeah, I was able to look over that material. It looks pretty good to me. I wanted to get it onto a computer. I was looking at it through my cell phone, and it's hard to see everything that way. I've got to bring my older computer, Windows 10 computer downstairs to look at it. But one downstairs still supports Windows XP, and that won't bring up that document. So I want to look it over a little bit better and kind of get a bigger picture of it. But from what I've seen, it's very comprehensive. Looks very good.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff in there, and a lot of useful items as well. And we'll see how it goes, see how it all plays out. Looking forward to this year.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of good experiences there. I just enjoying the modes of communication. I was able to make a contact on Simplex yesterday at 2 meters. Talked to a gentleman over in Troy, over at Long Lake in Rochester. I think I've talked with him before, but I had a good deal to know. And like I say, I used it, talked on that other radio, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool there up to Bay City. And we had a really, good lesson there on the radio a little bit. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, what did you think of that P25?
NAWCB, I enjoyed it, to be honest. It was weird. I was going, I'm thinking, I'll just throw my call sign out on the air and, just see what happens. And lo and behold, talking to Ben, he works for it's Motorola up there in Bay City. Knows some of the guys down here, Sean, and some of them has worked with the Central Michigan network there. But he really likes the P25. I can see why. It's a very good network there, and he's telling me about the DMR and the P25, the differences. With the radios and that. But really, like I said, really informative conversation. Talked with him for quite a bit.
All right, good, yeah. Yeah, it's a good system. It's solid. On that radio, I can't hit anything up here. Now on the ATX that God's wanting to use, I can hit the Detroit repeater with the ATX at the house. So I'll have to give it a try here with you one day and see how that works. Try out 25 a little bit more because I can get the repeater with that radio with the ATX. It's a solid system. It really is. It's pretty cool. A lot like 800 megahertz. It's got a good sound quality to it. Once you use Motorola, it's like, all right, I can see the difference between, a Motorola and there was a lesser
Dense fog
video.
Advisory.
Yeah, I agree with Don that one. And he was, you know, he was pointing out, you know, the DMR, you know, you make the adjustments. It kind of depends upon the, you know, how you make the adjustments, how you put them into the radio. Whereas the Motorola, it's like he says, there's a couple of options, and you just, you know, in the radio, just the technology of it is really good, and you know, just makes those adjustments there for you. And that, you know, because of the P25 network, you know, that's why you got to, you know, you end up having to get the Motorola like that. The higher up equipment there. Again, I could see why. He told me that he sold on it. You know, they say he helped out on the Central Michigan network, but and he likes the DMR, but he really is sold on the P25. Yeah, it's solid. It's a solid network. The sound quality, even, you know, both DMR and MP25 are just phenomenal, and you get what you do. You know, if you buy a cheaper radio, you know, that sound quality isn't quite there, or, you know, the modulation isn't there, or whatnot, but you get a good solid radio, and it pays for itself in just that. WCB. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And again, it's good to start out, you know, especially if you're starting out, or your limited budget. It's good to if you've got to get a lower priced radio, then, you know, go with it there. You know, if you don't like the hobby, then you're not out, or, you know, you use a cheaper piece of equipment and it gets lost or something happens to it, then, you know, you're not out. Whereas you're advanced into it, more deeper in, you know, you can definitely say, you can definitely tell the difference between the DMR, you know, the DMR radios, P25, and, you know, some of the lower priced radios. But, I mean, there's, you know, it's just hands down. And I've even used that radio for the double nickel net. And, I mean, just really a good sound quality. And it works. Well, even on that as well.
Yeah, the XPRs are nice. They're a solid radio. I mean, you can't really mess that radio up. That's a good doomsday radio right there. It just, you know, like I said, it's nice to have. You know, like I said, you know, if you can't afford it, or if you're, you know, if you're just starting out, you know, all things are great. You know, the cheap radios are great, and just to get you going. But you know, once you get into it, then you know, experimenting with a higher end radios are nice. They're nice to use.
Yes, they are. I agree with you there. So it's pretty neat. I definitely like it. It's a matter of picking back up, you know, okay, this is talk group, or this is how, you know, this moves around. Like I say, it's been a while, so it just kind of took it a little bit at a time with it, and it's deep. It's deep even with the P25. You know, your radio ID kicks on, and it's like, wow, this is pretty neat. Pretty cool stuff there, and like you say, even the DMR, I'm definitely going to carry the DMR with me, because I know if I'm in the store or whatever, I can get out on it. It's a good system to use.
Oh, it is. Even I could be out in the Meyer and Lennox. Hit that DMR repeater, and like I said, you know, it's good. It's good quality. It's good, you know, good system that they've got, and, you know, Central Michigan's done a good job in, you know, getting things put all together and planned out, you know, and it's a good thing. It really is. It reminds you of the state system. You know, it's like the state system is you can go anywhere in the state and you got coverage, and that's almost like the DMR system and the P25 system. The sound quality is about the same.
W8.
Yes, it does. It reminds me of it, definitely. Back when they first introduced it, I want to say in 93, whatever the conference I went to up at Sault Ste. Marie, they introduced it. They said, a 97% reliability rate for especially handhelds. And, the sound quality is excellent on it. I know back in the day when Shelby first got the system, we needed some extra towers because we were getting bogged quite a bit. A lot of changes, a lot of upgrades, and it worked out good to the public safety and definitely on the amateur end. I'm impressed.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're welcome to use that radio as long as you want. Enjoy it and use the P25 and whatever you want there. Like I said, that battery will hold, and it's a good day and a half charge on that battery. It's a new battery, but. Like I said, you're welcome to use it as long as you want.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate it very much. And if you need it back or need it for some other purpose, I definitely understand. We'll take good care of it. And I've enjoyed it. Used it even on the double nickel nest and. Planning on the next CertNet they do with the Warren CertNet on the double nickel, we'll probably try that again. Give it a good workout there, but we'll definitely hit that P25 there again. That was interesting. I definitely enjoyed it there. Good couple pieces there yesterday. Pretty cool.
W8.
Good. I'm glad they're dead. Well, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and unwind, eat some dinner, relax. But I appreciate the good conversation on the way north. And if you guys need anything, let us know. Stay warm tonight. I don't think it's supposed to get that cold, but watch the rain. Wait for it to freeze over. You guys have a good night, and we'll talk here soon.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun there. Definitely enjoyed our QSO tonight. A lot of good conversation there. But thanks for the ride along. Always enjoy it very much, and we'll let you go. But enjoy your day off tomorrow. And I tell you, that weather is damp, but it's foggy. That chill goes through you there. So we'll let you head in and get warm and have some dinner and enjoy the family. And if you need anything as well, let us know. But tell everyone hello. And 73s and 80s, you and the family. We'll talk again soon. NAWCB is clear on your point.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to Mom. KAYNU, Claire.
NAQYQ, monitoring Mount Clemens.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Rain. 34 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
KFADY Whale.
WHCMN, repeater Flint.
KEOAX monitor.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 33 degrees.
KFADY.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Rain. 33 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Fog. 33 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Fog. 34 degrees.